أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أتعلمون الله بدينكم والله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله بكل شيء عليم يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم.
These are the three concluding verses of Surah Al-Hujurat. Towards the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned the importance of uprooting, getting rid of the kabbur and pride. If that one quality has to come out, then muhaddiseen, mufassirin explain that that one quality will lead to the purification of the heart, of the soul, that inshallah after that many other ills, spiritual maladies will automatically leave the heart, and no person ever choked because of swallowing his pride. So this is one area where we have to make an effort of, it's not something we can detect on our own, we have to hand ourselves over to some spiritual guide, and he'll be able to detect and see whether there is any pride or not within ourselves. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to be worried about our inner selves. Yesterday, we started the discussion with regards to the tribe of Banu Asad who had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had laid claims of their iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had negated that claim and said that that claim of iman is not real, it's not genuine, because iman is something that resides in the heart. It's a journey, it's a person has to make a continuous effort, and it's not something that a person can claim that he's got iman, for iman is in the heart, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth and whether the iman and the faith in the heart is genuine or not. That's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge. But nevertheless, for us, some important points that we can be worried. Number one is when it comes to the, how do we enhance our iman? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where the criteria of iman, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, that the criteria of iman is that of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Yet when they used to meet on a daily basis, they would call each other, تَعَالْ نُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّنَا سَاعَةً, come, let's rejuvenate, let's rekindle, let's enhance, let's strengthen that iman that we have. So they also, all the time, every day, wanted to speak about the greatness of Allah. This is one way we can enhance on our iman, is continuously speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is to have ta'lim of the kitab, of ahadith, of Quran in our homes. This is another very important way that Sahaba radiallahu anhu also used to have ta'lim of the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Quran in their homes. It's something that we also need to bring alive in our homes. And number three, never ever be complacent. Never feel that I have iman, or I have brought iman, I believe in Allah. The next time maybe a group of people knock on our door to speak about the greatness of Allah, be ready to listen to the greatness of Allah. Never feel that I have iman, go to someone else who does not have iman. And we need to become good listeners. Why? Because our ears will never ever get us into trouble. Previously, the other qualities that we spoke about had to do with the tongue, finding faults, making ghibat. These are the limbs that can get you into fault or into problems. But the ears will never get you into problems, no matter how much we listen. So we need to become good listeners to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the believers in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. O those that have brought iman, bring iman. This seems to be tahsilul hasil, a call to bring within ourselves something already existent. I already have iman. Why is there a call to bring iman? Mufassirin explain what is meant in this, that a person has to continuously make an effort in enhancing that iman, developing, securing, preserving whatever we do have, and always be on guard, watch with regards to our iman. Now in these verses, continuing also with the discussion of Banu Asad, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell these people, Banu Asad, who have brought laid claim about iman. أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينُكُمْ. Do you want to inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding your deen? Do you want to tell Allah that you have iman? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth, even that which is beyond your sight, beyond your knowledge, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows if there is genuine iman in your heart or not. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The smallest of atoms and molecules is in the total and absolute knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every given moment there are 70,000 angels that are making tawaf of the Baytul Ma'mur in the skies, the Kaaba of the skies. And once these angels make the tawaf, they don't have a second chance of making tawaf. So this will give you the great, huge number of angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So we are just one small creation and we want to inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come and count a favor upon you that they brought Islam. They want to tell you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have done a great favor to you that we have brought Iman and Islam. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ. They are counting it as a favor on you. قُلْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you explain to them and tell them, لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيْكَ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Your Islam, do not count it as a favor upon me. If you brought Iman and Islam, the benefit is to none but yourself in Akhirat. And if you fail to bring Iman, then the consequences, then the punishment is for you, the loss is for you. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts it as a favor upon you. You are claiming it's a favor upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces from the skies that tell this Banu Asad, it will be a favor upon you, an hadakum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you to iman, in kuntum sadiqin, if you are truthful. Meaning if you are truthful in your search, that you are looking for iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guide you to iman, and that will be a favor of Allah upon you. So this, the context is with regards to counting a favor of iman. However, with regards to the other bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the best of bounties, iman. Even when it comes to our children, let us not count this as our favor to community, that my son is doing sterling work. Or when it comes to our wealth, that oh my Allah, it's because of this wealth, see what great wonders I'm doing for the deen, I'm building masajid, I'm helping madaris, etc. This wealth has come from Allah. So let us not count it as a favor to the deen of Allah. It was Allah's favor initially that He has granted us and blessed us with whatever we do have. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the hidden secrets of the skies and the earth. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closely watching whatever you do. بَصِيرٌ. He beholds, He sees every action of yours. So even if you do not announce and brag and boast of any of your favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and He will recompensate us on the day of Qiyamah. So whatever we do, we should do it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah started off with the adab and etiquette in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ends off also with the etiquette in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do not boast and brag of any favor in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say this is a favor upon you, that is disrespect to the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the surah ends with the claim of iman and not counting it as a favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever efforts we have in listening to the surah al-hujurat. Reward each one of us, grant us the tawfiq, the ability, whatever messages that we did learn, grant us the ability to imbue within ourselves. As we said, the surah is underpinned with guidelines and adab of social etiquette. It's something that definitely ulama have mentioned, if we we have to bring it as a living message in our lives, we will see a healthy society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq to take it to heart and to practice upon the surah. Forgive our shortcomings, and inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to understand the Qur'an Kareem. InshaAllah, by tomorrow, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib will be back inshaAllah. So the spare wheel will have to be put back into the boot inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah.